All right, get ready because today we're going to be taking a deep dive into Proof Gold's Lightning Network.
Oh, this is going to be good.
Yeah, you guys have been asking about it for a while and specifically about how it integrates something called payment channels with proofs. And let me tell you, this is where things get really interesting.
It really is.
So, as you know, Proof Gold is this blockchain platform launched back in 2020 that supports formal logic and mathematics, where users publish theories and definitions and proofs and place bounties on conjectures.
It's really become the go-to place for all things math.
It has. It's amazing to see what they've accomplished.
It is.
But there's a catch. Proof Gold's layer one, so its main blockchain, is
Yeah.
deliberately slow
Right?
for security reasons. We're talking like one new block per hour.
Oh, wow.
So it takes like a day to publish anything new, whether it's like a groundbreaking proof or just a simple bounty.
Well, slow and steady wins the race, right?
Well, yeah, but when you're itching to prove, that next theorem a day can feel like an eternity.
You're telling me. That's where the Lightning Network comes in.
Oh, here we go. Lightning Network, layer two.
Exactly. A layer two solution layered on top of Proof Gold's layer one.
Okay.
It allows for much faster transactions and interactions, all happening off-chain without waiting for the main blockchain to catch up. Think of it like taking a high-speed train
Yeah.
that bypasses all the local stops.
Okay, I like that analogy.
Yeah, so faster bounties, proof requests, proof rewards, all happening in the blink of an eye.
Wow.
And now let's get to the really cool part. Payment channels with proofs.
Okay.
At its core, this involves combining the speed of the Lightning Network with the intellectual challenge of proving mathematical theorems.
Okay, I'm already intrigued. But before we jump into the deep end, can you just walk me through like what are payment channels and how do they work?
Absolutely. Imagine you and I want to exchange proof gold frequently, instead of broadcasting each transaction to the entire network
Right,
and
yeah.
waiting for confirmations. We can open a payment channel. We each contribute some proof gold to a shared account, a multi-sig address, which requires both our signatures to move the funds.
So it's like a joint account.
Exactly. And here's the key.
Okay.
We only broadcast the initial and final states of this channel to the main blockchain. All the back and forth transactions within the channel happen off-chain instantaneously.
So we're like creating our own little mini financial ecosystem.
Precisely.
Okay.
And to make sure that neither of us can cheat or run off with the funds, we create what are called commitment transactions.
Huh.
These pre-agree on how the funds will be split at any given time, and either party can broadcast the latest commitment transaction to close the channel and claim their share.
Okay, so that's how we ensure fairness. But how do we actually make payments within the channel? Like, it can't just be a free-for-all.
Right, that's where HTLCs or hash time lock contracts come in.
Okay, another acronym.
Let's say you want to pay me 0.1 proof gold.
Oh.
We'd create a new commitment transaction reflecting this updated balance. However, we need to ensure you can't just back out and try to use an old commitment transaction with a more favorable balance for you.
Oh.
So we introduce this clever lock.
Okay, so you're telling me HTLCs are like digital safeguards that guarantee trust and fairness in these fast-paced off-chain transactions?
You got it. Think of it like this. You lock the 0.1 proof gold in a box with a timer. I can only open this box with the secret code that you hold. If I provide you with whatever you're buying, maybe a convincing argument against the Riemann hypothesis, you give me the code. But if I fail to deliver, the timer runs out, and you get your proof gold back automatically.
Oh, that's pretty clever.
It is.
So I'm protected, even in this like super fast off-chain environment.
Precisely. These HTLCs are the bread and butter of the Lightning Network, enabling secure and instant payments. Now remember, the unique aspect of proof gold,
Yeah.
it's all about proving theorems.
Right?
Right? That's where the proofs part of payment channels with proofs comes into play.
Okay, so we have these super fast channels for transacting, but how do you incorporate the whole proof publishing process into this? I mean, that doesn't sound very compatible with waiting a whole day for confirmation on the main blockchain.
Exactly. That's the brilliant part.
Okay.
Proof gold typically uses a commit and reveal scheme for proving authorship.
Right.
But that's too slow for layer two, the solution.
Yeah.
Bets on whether a proposition will be proven by a specific time.
Hold on. So you're saying, like, I could challenge someone saying, I bet you 50 proof gold that no one can crack the Collatz conjecture in the next 24 hours, and all this happens on the Lightning Network.
You've got the idea, but let's go back to our simple example.
Yeah.
Imagine you desperately need a proof of a proposition, let's call it Proposition P,
Okay.
and you're willing to bet me 50 proof gold that no one can prove it by a certain deadline.
Okay, so it's a high-stakes mathematical duel.
Exactly. We would create a commitment transaction, similar to the one we discussed before.
Okay.
However, this time, there's a third output, a pot, where we both contribute our wagered proof gold.
So if nobody proves P by the deadline, you win the pot. But what happens if someone does find a proof? How do I get my share?
That's where another ingenious tool comes in, a PTLC, a proposition time lock contract.
Okay, another acronym.
Imagine a PTLC is a special kind of lockbox, but instead of a secret code, the key to this box is a valid mathematical proof of the proposition in question.
So if someone publishes a proof of P on the blockchain, they essentially get the key to unlock that third output and claim the winnings.
Exactly. However, there's an extra layer of security involved. To prevent you from trying to cheat with an outdated commitment transaction where the bet never happened, this pot is secured by both a PTLC and a regular HTLC with a secret known only to you.
Wait, so there are two locks on the pot, one unlocked by proof and one by a secret.
Yeah.
Okay, why did double security?
It's all about making the system both secure and revocable.
Okay.
If you find the proof yourself and I refuse to acknowledge your win, you can reveal the secret and claim your rightful winnings. But if I somehow find the proof and try to claim the pot without sharing it with you, the time lock on your HTLC will expire and you can reclaim your funds.
It sounds like you've thought of every possible scenario.
Well, we try.
But can we actually like see how these commitment transactions would look in practice? Yeah. I'm a very visual learner.
Of course. Let's use the diagrams from the research paper you provided.
Oh, perfect.
Imagine we both start with a balance of 100 proof gold, each in our channel. Our initial commitment transactions would reflect this 100 to 100 split.
Okay, so far, so good. This is your standard payment channel setup. Now, let's say I want to make that bet about Proposition P.
Perfect.
Okay.
Let's say you're willing to wager 50 proof gold, and I'm willing to risk 10. We also agree on a specific block height.
Okay.
Let's call it T as the deadline. We would then create new commitment transactions to reflect this bet. Your transaction would have three outputs. 50 proof gold to an HTLC controlled by you.
Okay.
90 proof gold going directly to me, and 60 proof gold going to that special pot output we discussed.
Right. The 60 proof gold represents our combined bet, and it's locked with both the PTLC waiting for proof of P and my HTLC. What about your commitment transaction?
Mine would be similar. 50 proof gold to you, 90 proof gold to an HTLC controlled by me, and 60 proof gold to that same bet output. This ensures symmetry and prevents either of us from manipulating the terms of the bet.
Okay, I think I'm following. So let's walk through a scenario. What if I manage to discover a proof of P before the deadline?
In that case, you have two options.
Okay.
You could share the proof with me off-chain. Seeing your brilliant work, I'd acknowledge your win, and we'd update the channel, giving you your rightful 110 proof gold, leaving me with 90.
So it's based on like an honor system.
Right.
Hoping I'll be a good sport.
Exactly.
And acknowledge your win. But what if I'm feeling a bit mischievous and decide to play hardball?
Well, then you have another more forceful option.
Yeah.
You can broadcast your commitment transaction along with the proof of P to the main blockchain. It's like saying, checkmate, I won fair and square. Here's the undeniable proof.
So the blockchain acts as the ultimate judge, ensuring I get my due reward, even if you're not willing to concede defeat gracefully.
Exactly. Once your commitment transaction is confirmed on the blockchain and enough time has passed for the time locks to expire, you can claim all three outputs. Your initial 50 proof gold, my 10 proof gold wager, and the extra 50 we both contributed to the pot.
Okay, that seems fair. But what happens if I don't manage to find a proof by the agreed upon block height?
Well, in that scenario, I win the bet.
Right.
Ideally, you'd acknowledge this and we'd update the channel accordingly. I'd end up with 150 proof gold.
Right.
And you with 50.
Right. Because you'd get your 10 back, my 50, and we split the extra 50 we each put in.
Precisely. But let's say you're not ready to admit defeat just yet. You could try to stall and hope for a miracle. In that case, I would broadcast my commitment transaction to the blockchain.
Right.
After the time locks expire, I would claim my 150 proof gold.
Okay, but wouldn't there still be a chance that I could find the proof during that time? After all, the deadline is based on a specific block height, and it takes some time for transactions to be confirmed.
You're absolutely right. It becomes a bit of a race against time. If you stumble upon the proof before I manage to claim the funds, you can still win the bet.
Yeah.
So technically, your bet is that you'll have the proof a few blocks before T.
Okay.
While my bet is that you won't have it by T plus the duration of the HTLC timeout.
So there's this nail-biting period.
Yeah.
Where either of us could technically snatch victory from the jaws of defeat. That adds a whole other level of excitement and strategy to the game.
Absolutely. It's a game of skill, wit, and a little bit of luck. Now imagine scaling this up.
Right.
Instead of just one bet between us.
Yeah.
Picture a whole network of these proof bets happening simultaneously.
Like a giant interconnected web of mathematical duels.
Exactly.
This is where the lightning part of the lightning network really comes into play, right?
You got it. Just like individual payment channels can be linked to form the lightning network for payments, these proof bets can be interconnected, creating fascinating dynamics and incentives for the entire network.
All right, I'm on the edge of my seat. I can't wait to hear how these bets interact and what kind of impact this interconnected web has on the quest for mathematical truth.
That's exactly what we'll explore next. Get ready for a wild ride through the Proof Gold Lightning Network.
Oh, boy.
So we've seen how these individual proof bets work within these specialized payment channels.
Right, right.
But as you kind of hinted at,
yeah,
the real magic happens when we zoom out and look at the bigger picture. The network.
Yeah, the network of these bets.
Exactly.
I'm picturing this intricate web of interconnected wagers, mathematicians battling it out over proofs, proof gold flying back and forth at lightning speed.
Yeah.
It sounds incredibly dynamic and exciting.
It is. Let's go back to our earlier scenario where you bet me 50 proof gold that no one could prove proposition P by block height T.
Mm-hmm.
Now imagine I decide to hedge my risk.
Okay.
I could find another mathematician, let's call her Carol, and make a similar bet with her. I'd wager, let's say, 40 proof gold that P won't be proven by the same deadline.
So you're essentially passing on a portion of the risk you took on from my initial bet. It's like you're acting as a middleman between me and Carol.
Right.
But why would you want to do that? Wouldn't you miss out on a potentially bigger payout if you win both bets?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
It all comes down to risk tolerance and strategy.
Okay.
By hedging my bet, I'm guaranteeing myself a smaller profit if no one proves P. I'd lose 10 proof gold to you, but gain 40 from Carol,
right,
resulting in a net gain of 30.
Okay, so you're playing it safe and securing a profit even if you lose the initial bet with me. But what happens if someone does find a proof?
Well, in that case, I'd win 50 proof gold from you, but lose 40 proof gold to Carol.
Mm-hmm.
I'd still come out ahead, but with a smaller profit margin compared to if I hadn't hedged my bet.
So it's a classic trade-off between risk and reward.
Right.
You're sacrificing potential profit for a guaranteed win. It makes sense that different mathematicians would have different strategies depending on their risk appetite and confidence in the provability of the proposition.
Precisely. Some mathematicians might relish the challenge and risk it all on a single bet, while others prefer a more cautious approach, spreading their bets and hedging their risks.
And this interplay of strategies, this intricate dance of bets and hedges, it's happening across the entire Proof Gold Lightning Network, right?
That's right. It's not just limited to individual bets. These bets can be interconnected, forming chains, and even complex networks of wagers.
Okay.
For example, Carol, after taking my bet, could turn around and hedge her own risk by placing a bet with another mathematician, and so on.
It's like a domino effect. Each bet ripples through the network, creating this dynamic and constantly evolving landscape of wagers and probabilities.
Exactly. Now let's consider the proofs themselves.
Okay.
How do they travel through this network of bets? Imagine someone, let's say David, discovers a proof of P.
Okay.
He's incentivized to share this proof with anyone who bet against it, like Carol in our example.
Because by providing the proof, David essentially guarantees a win for anyone who bet on the proposition being provable.
Exactly. And once Carol has the proof, she's in turn incentivized to share it with me to win our bet.
Yeah.
This creates a cascade effect where the proof travels down the chain of bets from those who believed it was provable to those who doubted it.
So the network isn't just facilitating bets, it's actively promoting the dissemination of knowledge and the spread of mathematical truth.
Yeah.
That's fascinating.
It is. But there's a fascinating twist. Let's imagine that you, the initial bettor who wagered that P wouldn't be proven, are the one who discovers the proof. What incentive do you have to share it?
Hmm. That's a good point. As long as nobody else has the proof by the deadline, I'm guaranteed to win the bet.
Right.
In fact, I could even keep the proof a secret.
Yeah.
And use my knowledge to make even more bets, knowing I have an edge over everyone else.
You've hit upon a crucial point, the potential for information asymmetry.
Right.
And strategic withholding of proofs. This introduces a fascinating ethical dimension to the Proof Gold Lightning Network.
It's a double-edged sword. On the one hand, the network incentivizes the discovery of proofs and the dissemination of knowledge. But on the other hand, it also creates the potential for individuals to profit from keeping valuable information secret.
Precisely. And it highlights the need for mechanisms that promote transparency and incentivize the timely disclosure of proofs. One potential solution is for bettors to agree up front that if they discover a proof, they'll immediately make it public, ensuring everyone in the network benefits from the discovery.
That makes sense. But even with such safeguards, there's still an element of trust involved. It relies on participants acting in good faith and adhering to the agreed-upon rules. After all, it's a decentralized system. There's no central authority to enforce these rules or punish those who break them.
You're absolutely right. The success of the Proof Gold Lightning Network ultimately depends on the collective integrity of its participants. It's a fascinating experiment in decentralized knowledge creation and a testament to the power of community-driven verification.
It really makes you think about the nature of truth itself. In this system, truth isn't just about proving something beyond doubt. It's also about the dynamics of information flow, the incentives for sharing knowledge, and the interplay of trust and strategy within a decentralized community.
That's a profound observation. And it takes us beyond the purely technical aspects of the Lightning Network to a deeper philosophical question. How do we determine truth in a decentralized world?
Okay, my mind is officially blown. We've gone from payment channels to proof bets to a philosophical debate about the nature of truth. This is what I love about these deep dives. You never know where they'll take you. But before we get too lost in the abstract, let's bring it back to the practical. You mentioned earlier that the Proof Gold Lightning Network could function as a prediction market.
Yeah.
Not just for the provability of mathematical statements, but potentially for all sorts of things.
That's right. And that's what we'll explore next. Buckle up, because things are about to get really interesting.
So we've established that the Proof Gold Lightning Network isn't just about speeding up transactions or settling bets on mathematical proofs. It's like shaping up to be something much grander.
Yeah.
A prediction market for, well, potentially anything. I mean, that's a pretty bold claim.
It is bold, but the underlying mechanics are already there.
Okay.
Think about it. Every time two mathematicians wager on the provability of a proposition, they're implicitly expressing a belief about the likelihood of that proposition being true.
So their bet sizes reveal their confidence levels. Someone willing to wager a larger sum is basically saying, I'm more certain.
Precisely. And when you have a whole network of these interconnected bets,
right,
constantly shifting and adjusting based on new information and changing perceptions, you essentially have a dynamic, real-time system for aggregating beliefs and forecasting outcomes.
It's like a giant crowdsourced crystal ball. But instead of relying on mystical powers, it's tapping into the collective intelligence and insights of the entire Proof Gold community.
That's a great way to put it. And the potential applications go way beyond just mathematics. Imagine applying this to scientific research.
Okay.
Scientists could propose hypotheses, and others could place bets on whether experiments would confirm or refute them.
Okay.
This would incentivize rigorous research and reward those who accurately predict the outcomes.
So instead of relying solely on peer review and traditional funding models, you'd have a market-driven system for evaluating and supporting scientific breakthroughs.
Exactly. Think about how this could revolutionize medical research. Imagine a world where we could collectively pool our knowledge and resources to accelerate the development of cures for diseases by betting on the success of different research approaches.
It's a fascinating concept, but I also wonder about the potential risks. Could this system be susceptible to manipulation?
Mm-hmm.
What if someone with malicious intent tries to influence the market by placing a huge bet on a particular outcome, even if they know it's unlikely?
That's a valid concern. But remember, the Proof Gold Lightning Network is designed with checks and balances. For one, all bets are publicly visible, so attempts at manipulation would be transparent.
Okay.
Secondly, the larger the bet, the greater the risk. If someone makes a massive wager on a long-shot outcome and loses, they face substantial financial consequences.
So it's a high-risk, high-reward system that discourages reckless speculation.
Precisely.
Mm-hmm.
Furthermore, as the network matures, we can expect to see the development of even more sophisticated mechanisms to mitigate manipulation and ensure fairness,
okay,
like reputation systems that reward users for honest and accurate predictions.
That makes sense. So it's not just about the technology itself. It's about building a community that values integrity and fosters responsible participation.
Absolutely. The human element is crucial. The success of this prediction market hinges on the collective wisdom and ethical behavior of its users.
This all sounds incredibly promising, but I have to admit, I'm still a bit skeptical. Can you give me some concrete examples of how this prediction market could be applied beyond the realm of mathematics and science?
Of course. Imagine using this system to forecast political elections. Instead of relying on polls,
Oh, interesting.
Which can be biased or inaccurate.
Right.
We could have a decentralized market where people wager on the outcome, factoring in real-time events and shifting public sentiment.
That's a bold idea. It would be like having a constantly updating barometer of public opinion, reflecting the collective wisdom of the crowd. But wouldn't this just evolve into a gambling frenzy?
Yeah.
Driven by emotions rather than rational analysis?
Not necessarily.
Yeah.
Remember, the Proof Gold Network incentivizes informed decision making. To make accurate predictions, participants would need to stay abreast of current events, analyze data,
mm-hmm.
and critically evaluate different perspectives.
Mm.
In essence, it could turn political forecasting into a more engaging and participatory process.
So it could potentially make political discourse more data-driven and less reliant on partisan rhetoric. That's a tantalizing prospect.
Mm.
What other potential applications come to mind?
The possibilities are truly endless. Think about using this to predict the success of business ventures,
right.
The outcomes of sporting events,
oh, wow.
The impact of new technologies,
mm-hmm.
even the likelihood of future events like climate change or breakthroughs in artificial intelligence.
Wow, this could fundamentally change the way we make decisions in virtually every aspect of our lives, from personal investments to global policymaking. It's both exciting and a little bit daunting.
It is. It's like we're standing at the dawn of a new era, where the lines between finance, knowledge, and collective decision-making are blurring in fascinating ways.
Well, I have to say, this deep dive has taken us on quite a journey. We started with payment channels and proof bets, explored the intricacies of a decentralized network, and ended up contemplating the future of knowledge, prediction, and human collaboration. My mind is officially blown.
Mine too. And the most exciting part is that we've only scratched the surface. The Proof Gold Lightning Network is still in its infancy, and its full potential remains to be explored. Who knows what amazing discoveries and innovations await us in the years to come?
This is definitely something I'll be keeping my eye on. For our listeners who want to learn more, I encourage you to check out the Proof Gold Lava Client and see this revolutionary technology in action. You can even experiment with creating your own proof bets and see for yourself how this prediction market unfolds.
And remember, the beauty of a decentralized system like this is that it's constantly evolving. The future of the Proof Gold Lightning Network will be shaped by the collective creativity and ingenuity of its users. So get involved, explore, and who knows, you might just be the one to unlock the next groundbreaking discovery.
That's a perfect note to end on. So until next time, keep those minds curious, those bets hedged, and keep diving deep.